Well, as we've been talking about and in the news, historic Awabba House. Well, according to the headline in the Herald today, destroyed by fire. But with more on that, joining us now is Inspector John Moore from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're well, thank you. But can you please clarify for us, because there's been, you know, differing information going around this morning. Has it been destroyed? Has a Awabba House burnt to the ground?
Yes, that phrase, burnt to the ground, is a bit confusing, because the outside walls are still intact, but the whole interior of the premises has been gutted.
Right. Now, at this point in time, have you been able to establish the cause of the fire?
At this time, no. We've got investigators from Sydney working with local crime scene at 9 o'clock this morning to actually determine that cause of fire.
Just from the footage we saw last night, because there was a local photographer who happened to be there and filmed most of it, it seemed to go up in a flash. Is that because of the construction of the building, John?
With the older style buildings, they're made with a lot of timber and hardwood. So once the fly gets into the roof there, it can spread quite rapidly through dust layers, heavy timbers. And that's what caused the roof collapse.
Now, there were 12 crews on scene. No injuries to either people in or around the restaurant, or anyone involved in fighting it?
No, the restaurant was unoccupied at the time, and all the firefighters worked safely. So there's very limited access into the building due to the roof collapse. So that was the priority, to make sure all crews were safe.
Right, all right. And obviously there are still crews in attendance there, or have there been overnight, John?
Yes, there has. We've left a what we call fire duty, which is a crew that's rotated regularly to keep an eye on the house to make sure there's no reignition with the winds that are occurring.
And obviously there'll be ongoing investigations to try and find out the cause of the fire, but that might take some time?
Yes, yeah, I couldn't even hazard a guess at this time. Due to the fact of last night of the building, we will get the investigation completed this morning.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Inspector John Moore from Fire and Rescue New South Wales on 2HD.